praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have held you in my hand. I have held you close to me. I have put your tears in a bottle. I have held you in my arms and I have listened to you. Why do you hesitate? Why do you fear me? I would not fail you. I would not let you down. I love you. I love you.
So the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has taken a pause to speak to us. You know, to speak to me, to speak to you. That's how much he cares for each one of us. If you really feel like it is God that's just speaking to you today, you know, if you're in this building, step out and come forward. If you're online, send a chat and tell us. God really wants to do something in each one of our lives. If he's willing to take the time, we need to be willing to take the time too. Thank you, Lord. And he's calling out to you. He's calling out to me. He's saying, open the door.
And I get this very strong sense of the Holy Spirit moving. And it's real similar to what we read about in the beginning in Genesis, when the Holy Spirit was over the waters and he was just waiting for the Lord to speak, and he was going to commit it. Whatever the Lord said, he would commit it into existence. And he was just moving about, swirling and moving. And that's the sense I get today, and I've never had that before, that he's moving about. And I believe that he's checking, do I live here in Ron? Do I live here in Serena? Do I live here in Naomi? Where am I at? I mean, he knows where he's at, but where am I not at? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he's done as your Savior, as your Redeemer, as the one who paid the price for your sin? That's what he's looking for. He's not pushing. He's just looking. He's moving about. So just the same, but a different vein. If you're here today, and if you'd step out today, what's the good news is, then the Lord will give the word, and in a millisecond, he'll come and live inside of you, and you'll be born again.
And I think to just take it a little bit further, I feel very impressed. We live in a day of apathy. Apathy is all around us. Nobody seems to care about this or that anymore. And what they do care about, it doesn't really matter. And I think that's bled its way into the church. I know it's bled its way into my own life. And I think what really, the sense that I get from the Holy Spirit is, if there is a part of you that you've been holding back, if maybe you don't even know what it is, but you know in your heart that you really haven't made a full commitment, you really haven't totally surrendered yourself. And I think we know that inside. We know if we're giving it our all or if we're not. And I guess what I hear the Lord saying is just, if that's you, okay, if that's you, just and this is a shoot, to come up around this altar for a moment, let me pray for you. The whole church will pray. Thank you. And I know he's speaking to a lot of us. I know he's speaking to more than just a couple. And don't be at all thinking that it's terrible if I respond to this altar call, because it's not. It's just God saying, I love you so much that I would just like to today say, you know, there's a little more you can give. And in you giving that little more, you get a whole lot more. Are you with me? All right, so I'm going to just wait a couple minutes. And have you think about that and let that sink in. But please let everybody stand with me a minute, please. Just think about that. And I mean, this could be things have to go from your life or things have to come into your life that you've not allowed. Heavenly Father, right now I pray for those who haven't totally surrendered. And I pray for myself in that too, Lord. That certainly isn't something that I can say I have mastered. But Lord, I pray for those who would say that. You know, there's something more that I can give, and I know that. And they know it between you and them. They don't have to shout it out loud. You know they know. That's all that's important. And God, I would pray right now, by I believe the direction of your Holy Spirit, that whatever it is that's in the way of that happening, in the way of them surrendering everything, or whatever they should be surrendering at this point, God, give them the unction to do that right now. Give them the ability through your Holy Spirit to finally make that next step commitment. Some might be on their second step. Some might be on their 100th step. God, let it be the next step so you can build on that. Father, right now, by the power of your Spirit, make a difference. Make that difference. That difference that they've wanted to see in their life and they've not seen it. They see it in other people's lives, but they don't really sense it or know it in their own. God, let them take that step. Give them confidence in you. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for just speaking out this morning. I thank you even for those people that have been obedient. Thank you for the gifts of your Spirit that just opened the door to this time. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, for what you're going to do, for what you're going to do in the rest of this service. In Jesus' name, everybody shouted, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. And you may be seated. And ushers, if you want to prepare yourselves for the morning tithes and offerings. The church picnic is September 10th at Gross Park. If you are interested in being baptized, please let Pastor Wes know. It will be a Bring a Dish to Pass event, and the church will provide hot dogs, drinks, and tableware. Wouldn't it be great if we brought hundreds of people with us and we saw hundreds of people get baptized that day? Just saying. If you've never followed the Lord's command in baptism, it's a good time to do it, right? The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you've not done that because you chose to be baptized, it's a good time. So let Pastor West know. Vicki has an announcement.
If I forget something, it's not my fault. Divas, ladies, if you're 18 or over, you are a diva. Your daughter's in Victoria's Soiree. If you're under 18, you're just a little diva in waiting. So we had a couple ladies get together on the second Wednesday. Last month, we had a good time for those that attended. But we were supposed to have one this Wednesday, but we are going to move that to the second Wednesday in September because this Wednesday is Unity. So I know there's some people that want to go to that. It's a free, I guess it's free tickets on Wednesday. But we will be having our ladies get together then on Wednesday, September, I believe it's the 13th. So if you're 18 and older, if you want to come and have fun. And another thing, ladies, I mean, we had a good time. We got together, we had some laughs, and we learned about a few things about each other in that evening. But, you know, ladies, the Holy Spirit's there too. So come expecting too, not only to get together to know each other and have a good time, but the Holy Spirit's joining us. So anything can happen. So just come and expect some good things. So I hope to see you there. Serena, is there anything else that? No? Nibbit? Okay. No.
Thank you. All right, ushers, if you want to come forward, and we will pray for the morning. tithes and offerings. And for those of you online, I know on your screen it's going to show all the different ways that you are able to give, and there are lots of ways, but you know, the key is to be able to give and try it, right? That's the one thing the Lord says that we can test him in, and oh, he is so faithful. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, we are, God, so grateful that we can continue with our worship, Lord, by giving. Father, it's you that makes it possible for us to be able to do so. God, and we're thankful that we can return back to you, God, just a portion. Father, you own it all anyways. Lord, we acknowledge that. And God, you only require us to give back a portion. Father, I thank you that you will bless the gift, God. You'll bless the giver. Father, that you'll use it for your glory, Lord, to spread the good news across the world. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. And speaking of giving, don't forget, next week is BGMC. So bring your buddy barrels.
I'm just going to see how long it can be this quiet. You know, we Pentecostals, man, we don't like it quiet like this, you know. Oh, Serena can say something. Lord, I pray she doesn't. No, go ahead. No, you go right ahead.
We finished 3 years in Revelations today. Woo-hoo!
Good. Hey, everybody listen to that. Amen. 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 It's kind of a quiet day, you know. I don't know why, because the Holy Spirit just moved mightily this morning. And that's what I always, and we always pray for, you know, in the pre-service prayers, just that God would really, really have his way with Central Family Worship Center. And I think he does. Amen. I think he does. So good morning. Yes, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, amen? And I want to say thank you to Rob and the praise team for taking Pastor Joshua's place while he was somewhere else last Sunday. But he's back, and welcome back. Just because you have a work conference. This is work too. All right. Let's get started this morning with part 9. Can you believe it? Part 9. I'm not going to preach 300 sermons like, or no, that would be how many, what, 150 lessons like Serena did for Revelation. But this is part 9 of the part 10, or of the 10-part series, The Lord is My Shepherd. And I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever heard someone say, wow, that man or that woman, she is so anointed? Maybe I should say that again, okay? I'll do this in my best repetitious voice, okay? Wow! that man or that woman, she is so anointed. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Okay. Or, you know, that you say, they can really preach, man, or they can really teach. Because that statement is often used in Christian circles. And I know if you haven't heard that, you will. If it's not an if, it's a when. But I think sometimes we don't really mean, or we don't really understand what we're saying. We hear the word anointing, or we hear something, unction, something, and we use it in sentences, and we really don't know what it's talking about. So what does it really mean? What does it really mean when people call other people anointed? Is anointing something that every believer can expect to experience at one point in their Christian walk? Or is the anointing for just a few select individuals that are called to ministry and not all of them get it? That was almost a joke, okay? I want you to know something this morning, and you need to really understand this. The good news is this, okay? That the anointing of God is available to absolutely everybody, amen? If you call Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, it's available to everybody, and that includes you, even with the past that you lived, amen? That doesn't disqualify you for what God wants to do in you and through you. And in doing things in you and through you, he does things for you. All right. It's one of God's supernatural promises to you and I as our good shepherd. In Psalm 23, verse 5, David said of the Lord, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over." You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. If you are wondering, or if you've ever wondered, what the term "you anoint my head with oil" means, it means this. When God anoints you, and I'm going to show you this morning, okay? When God anoints you, he personally places his hands on your life. Now, I didn't say he physically places hands on your life, amen? There's a big difference, okay? He personally places his hands on your life. And you might wonder, well, how do I know if he's done that already? How do I know it? You know, how do I know that has happened? One way you're going to know that is everybody around you is going to know something is different in you. Are you with me? It doesn't look like it, okay? There's a difference, and you got to get this. There's a difference between being anointed and being talented. Amen? You know, Joe Walsh of the Eagles is very talented. He can really play the guitar, but he is not one single bit anointed of God. Amen? Amen. Okay. So the subject that we're going to look at in verse 5 is this. As God's child, he promises to anoint you with the oil of his Spirit until your cup runs over, okay? So let's get started this morning by standing together and repeating our Bible declaration. Some people ask me, they say, "Pastor Wes?" I always get a little bit nervous when people walk up to me and they say, "Pastor Wes?" Why do we always say the Bible declaration every Sunday morning? Isn't that vain repetition? No. I usually answer with, "Because I want to." No. "Because I still believe it." Okay? And there are times when my flesh needs to hear what my spirit knows. Amen? And that's why I have you repeat the Bible declaration. That's why I repeat the Bible declaration. All right? So let's repeat the Bible declaration. Okay, take your Bible. Hold it up to heaven and say with me, "This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I'll boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, let's go." And you can be seated. Gary, well, after you've been seated, could you come up and pray for the message?
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Wes, Lord, and his ability to deliver your word to us. Father, I thank you that we will be clear, Lord, that we will be able to receive it. God, and that it's going to change us. Lord, as he talks about the anointing, Lord, I pray that each one of us, God, would desire the anointing that you have for us. God, let it be so. Father, I thank you for pouring into us today. God, I thank you for just setting the stage for this message. God, have your way in each one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. You know, the more, and I'm not going to be sorry here. The more we go on in the service, the more awkward it feels to continue with the message, okay? And I think the Lord kind of wants to stay right where we were. How much of you are you holding back? How much of you do you know that you can commit to the Lord, but you really haven't yet? And why haven't you? And what are you afraid of? And I think God answered a lot of those questions this morning. But I do believe, and even if it's just one person here this morning that would say, Wes, there are things. There are things in my life that I continue to let go on that are keeping me from thinking that I can have a close relationship with the Lord. You know, there's something I've heard, and I've heard it often, and that's the Lord cleans the fish after he catches them. In other words, you come to the Lord just the way you are. You've already come to the Lord, okay? And the cleaning process is a long process, and nothing takes God by surprise. Are you with me? And so wherever you are in the Lord right now, he knows and understands and knew you would be there, but the thing is, he wants you to move on from where you are. The anointing is a strange thing. It really is. And I don't want to preach too much on that because that's what I'm going to preach on in this message. But the anointing of God, like I said, is when God places his hands personally on your life and when you can change. When you've got that thing in your life that you've tried to get rid of so many times, or that way that you talk, or that whatever seems to keep on hanging around your life, and suddenly it's gone. I could not, I don't think I was an alcoholic per se, but I could not quit drinking. I could. It was so much a part of my psyche, so much a part of my life, I couldn't do it. That was one thing. And I couldn't even think about quitting swearing. Well, I got saved. And I even told Serena, and I told you this before, I told her, this doesn't mean I'm going to quit drinking, but I never drank again. That's a supernatural move of God. Amen? It is. It's an anointing. If I can say that, he anointed me to be able to be done with that part of my life. And then he convicted me and a little more slowly anointed me to clean up my language. It's funny because there's things that I kicked out of my life that didn't need to be kicked out of my life. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I thought it was spiritual. Whoa, baby, look out. And those things I've allowed back in my life because they aren't evil, okay? But there's still some evil stuff hanging around. I don't care if it comes down to not really wanting to get close to God or whatever it might be in your life. Things hang around. And there comes a time in your life where you have to quit blaming mom and dad for the way you are, right? And you have to blame yourself for staying the way you are. And I'm not talking about being more saved or not being saved, all right? What I'm talking about is almost as if God has a company, all right? And you start out down here at the bottom. You're still in his company, but you could be way up here in this company. Do you understand what I'm saying? You could. The little anointings of God that comes in your lives, the thing that you're going to get rid of, that you have to get rid of, that you don't really want to get rid of, God is saying get rid of it, and I'll show you why. I'll show you why. And it's because I love you so much that I want you to move from peon in my company to a farther spot up the line. I want to use you more. I want to anoint you more. But I can't do that as long as this is in the way. And maybe it makes no sense to you. Why is that little thing holding up my promotion in the kingdom? Well, because God wants it out of the way. He'll show you down the line why it can't stay in your life. There's a lot of things that I've pushed out of my life, not really understanding why, but wanting to be obedient, and I found out down the line why. Because maybe I've seen someone with a problem with the thing that it wasn't really a problem for me. And now that it's out of my life, I can tell that person that it can get out of your life. And maybe it comes down just to the idea of, you know, am I making my brother stumble by keeping this in my life? And you can say, well, you know, that's his problem. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. But I want you to understand that this morning the Holy Spirit stopped everything. Stopped everything, used, you know, tongues, interpretation of tongues to begin this. And many times this is how it happens, as people, ruminate on what was said. God tells them what was said, then the next person gets, and the next, and then we got it, okay? And what God is saying is, you know, to some in here, you knew me at one time. How come you aren't knowing me now? And if you knew me at one time, why aren't you knowing me now? And if you've known me for this many years, how many have known the Lord for more than 40 years? Holy cow. How many have known the Lord for more than 30 years? Okay. Here we go. Can I get a 20? But what I'm trying to say is what the Lord is saying. I want to move you. I want to move you from where you are. I want to move you from being that gossipy person. I want to move you from being that mean person. I want to move you from being that uncouth person so I can use you more. And sometimes God takes things out of your life just so he can use you. Come on. Sometimes he takes things. I can't prove to you some things that should come out of you by the Bible, but I know from living that they do. Because there's a lot to be said for not making your brother stumble. Okay? Case in point. I'd quit drinking, right? No drinking. And somebody I respected greatly in the Christian community, had only been saved for a couple of years, walked up to me with a beer and said, "Here, what? You have to take it, you know." And I'm going, oh God, you know. Yeah, I know I deserve it. I know I should. No, I can't. And I believe that it was at that pause moment between deciding to do the wrong thing and do the right thing that my destiny was formed. Because you can't tell me that if I would have continued with what I was doing, that I could have been where I am today. And that may not be a lot for a lot of you, but it's a lot for me, okay? But God wants, it's not that he wants squeaky, squeaky, clean people. He understands, he knows your life, he knows what's going on. That's why the thing, whatever it is different for each one of us today. And it's a process, a slow process. Sometimes even we get things out of our lives just to have them come back, and then he takes them out of our life slower, so that they stay out of our lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it's not like he's looking for squeaky, squeaky clean, so you really can't say, I'm just not really where I should be with God. I can't do that. Then get there. I mean, if you're not where you need to be with God and you know it, get there. It's not you that's really going to do it, right? It's God that's going to work it in you. So let him do it. You know, I want the focus to stay on what he said today, okay? There is parts of the people that they have withheld. You know what that part is. You know what that thing is. He stopped everything. It can be pretty hard to stop a church service. You know that? That's probably harder than a lot of things to stop. But he managed to get in there today. And he stopped us. And the idea is, hey, everybody, I want you to move towards me a little bit more. But what you have to understand is when he says that, he wants to use you, but you moving forward is for you. Do you understand what I mean? God will change you. God will make you into a different person, and he will equip you to do those things if you will let him. I don't know what the thing is for you. Maybe you've been trying to stop drinking diet pop. I don't know. Why would that get in the way with God? I don't know. Maybe he told you to quit. I don't know. Maybe God is saying, I'd really like you to read your Bible just a little bit more, okay? So all you have to do is what? Read your Bible and see what happens. You can never lose doing that. But again, in the interest of staying on the point of there's some things in some people's lives that can no longer stay there because I want them to move on, and I'm going to come in here today, and I'm going to stop everything, and I'm going to send the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and those people are going to know. They won't all respond. But those people are going to know what that thing is. And you might say, and maybe let's say it was Diet Coke, and you're thinking, well, what in the world is Diet Pop? That's no big thing. Maybe it is a big thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? If God tells you to do it, do it. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how big it is, because you will be equipped to do it. And then the next time he convicts you of it, it gets just a little bit harder because your flesh is just a little bit more involved. And then the next time you say no, your flesh gets more involved. I like to get rid of it when the flesh isn't quite so wrapped up in it, because that's what makes it hard. That's what makes it difficult. You can think of all kinds of reasons why that doesn't have to go out of your life. You know, I feel like I'm repeating myself, you know, a lot. But I think it's just because let's keep the main point, all right? This Sunday on August, what is it? I knew that. August 6th, okay? God stopped everything at Central Family Worship Center, and he said, he even stopped the preacher from preaching, which again, it isn't an easy thing to do. I always pray this prayer, God, speak and speak loudly. Well, he did. And I prayed, speak and speak loudly so I can hear you. Leslie gave the message in tongues, then gave the interpretation as it was brewing inside of me. But it was basically, well, you heard what I said. It was along the same lines. Jack came up before that and confirmed it even further. Now, truth is, there is something in some people's lives. It might really be bad. I don't know, you know. But it might not be that bad. Maybe it's just an issue of being obedient. Maybe it's tithing. Every time I mention that word, like four people leave the church. But please don't. But maybe it's just giving to missions. Maybe it's just, and you think, well, what can that have to do with God being able to use me? It's him seeing if you will listen. There's times when God has said certain things to me, right? Where it has to be carried out right now. So I have to be able to hear it right now and do it, right? And there's other times when it's a long, stretched out affair. But I would rather keep myself in the position where I can hear than be in the position where I can't hear. Or I have to say, what? What? What'd you say? I think it's important to realize God isn't saying, there's something in your life. He's not saying that this morning. No. He's just saying, there's something in your life. You know what it is. No surprise. No surprise. And today is the day to deal with that. And oh, is it hard to deal with it? Because all you have to do is yield to God. Well, I don't know how to yield this to God. Did you know how to yield to God when it came to salvation? Not really. You just started following him, didn't you? And that's what I think ends up being the real issue behind all of it. Do you, you know, here's broken record West. Do you read every day? Do you pray every day? Do you do your best to connect with God? Or is it a Sunday to Sunday or Sunday to emergency to Sunday thing? And I happen to believe that God wants a relationship with you that isn't just once a week. And that's what it amounts to. If he wants a relationship with us, how many believe that this morning? Amen. If he wants a relationship with us, okay, you cannot maintain a relationship with visiting with somebody once a week for 45 minutes to an hour and a half. You can't do it. You can't foster that relationship. But if you do it every day, and that every day thing isn't just for little old ladies and babies, not babies, little old ladies and first-time Christians. That's why I don't care if you've been in the Lord 40, 50 years or 30 years, 10 or 10 days. Your method of growth is the same. It's right here. Amen? Well, I don't like to read. I'm sorry. I am. Listen to it, but you got to read it too. Okay? You got to read it too. Listening to it's all right. Listening to it's great. Listening to it on the radio in your car, whatever it might be. But I know this much, that when I listen to anything on the radio in my car or in my car, like my wife, I don't listen. That's too late, isn't it? But you get distracted. Quit it. So if I can just encourage you today, seriously, that you would just go back to 101 and keep 101 in your life every day. And that is, read your Bible, pray every day, and you will grow, grow, grow. Yeah. Because I want to grow, grow, grow. It's like moving from glory to glory to glory. Sometimes it feels like moving from painful situation after painful situation after painful situation. But God has this way of working everything together for good. Do I believe these terrible things come from God? No, not at all. Do I believe he's with you during those things? Absolutely. Do I think he gives you the answer to your problem? Absolutely. And if you don't get it, you keep praying and you pray harder. Ask and you shall receive. Right? Seek, knock. I like the way they amplified that verse. It says it three times. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on asking. Knock, keep on knocking, and the door will be opened. And that makes a lot more sense with the rest of Scripture if you look at prayer. I hope you don't look at the Sunday as a wasteful Sunday. I'm going to say something I say every time something like this happens, and that's this. Sometimes, man, church is for you. You know? And it's like, wow. And sometimes, it doesn't hit. Either way, wherever you're at today, you can know that if there is something in your life that is standing in the way of your relationship with God, if there's that something in your life, God wants you to deal with it. Amen? All right. What did God say? Right? And I believe this, the prophetic need to be explained at all whatsoever? All right. The gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Leslie felt impressed to speak forward in tongues, and thank you for your boldness this morning. That's not easy. Then she received the interpretation while I was receiving, and I wasn't going to speak, okay? I wasn't at that point. But while God was downloading in me what he was saying, and she went ahead. Then Gary, again, I'm going, well, I guess I can't just sit here and ignore this. And so I came up and I mentioned that the altar call. Okay, I'm just going to pull it to a close. So I can say I only kept you for an hour and a half or so. Please pay attention to God just saying, hey, Neela. You know, if he's saying, hey, Neela, you know, hey, Brittany, hey, Vicky, hey, whoever, pay attention. If he isn't, understand and realize that you're probably here this morning to be a prayer support, which is a big job for those who needed that and those who need that. Though I happen to believe that probably more people need it than what really want to admit it. Hey, I'll admit it. I need it. Okay, there's stuff I got to get rid of, you know. Like using terry cloth. No, I'm just kidding. There are big things, and there are little bitty things. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to emphasize so you know, you can't go by the size of the thing that God is wanting you to move out of the way to whether or not it's important. If God has said it, then do it. Just do it. Amen. Be like Nike. Just do it. Amen. Josh, why don't you come up?